If you negotiate with your knee before standing up, you're losing that argument. Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
949, this is Dean Richards. Sunday morning, WGN. Nice to have you here with us. Today on my A-list interview, we have actor John Krasinski. Played Jim on The Office. He takes on the lead role in a new film that will be opening this coming Friday called 13 Hours, The Secret Soldiers of Benghazi. It's directed by action film director Michael Bay. He's noted, you know, for the Transformers movies and otherwise. We're going to hear interviews with both John and Michael a little bit later on, but I wanted to share some interviews with you right now, where maybe among the most poignant interviews I've done in years and years and years. That's why I was in Miami. We're doing a series of interviews for a couple of different movies. But we were in Miami talking with Krasinski and Michael Bay and some of the other actors in this 13 Hours, The Secret Soldiers of Benghazi film, which is, believe it or not, a surprisingly unpolitical movie. This movie is about the 13 hours on September 11th, 2012, when the American Embassy in Benghazi and also a compound, a civilian compound that was being used by U.S. Navy SEALs for protection was attacked by rebels there. Why it was attacked, all the political things that Benghazi has become are not addressed in this movie. This movie is about these men who tried to defend this compound in which four people were killed, including U.S. Ambassador to Libya, J. Christopher Stevens. Tyrone Woods was another one of the members of his team that was killed in that movie. But these former Army Rangers were ones in this compound, not in the embassy itself, but in the compound that was about a mile or so away, who got to the embassy as quickly as they could and tried to defend it when it was attacked. Among them, former Ranger Chris Peronto, former Marine John Teagan, and a third member, Mark Geist. These three men I was able to sit down and talk to. These were three guys who were actually in this brutal, horrendous attack on the embassy in Benghazi. And they are featured, you know, in the movie. You see what happened to them in these 13 hours. But to actually sit down with these three heroes was really quite moving to me. And obviously, I was very interested in what they thought when they watched this happen again up on the big screen.
Speed.
Speeding. No, wait.
Speeding.
Speed. Not really speed? Okay, Dean Richards, WGN Chicago. So congratulations, I guess. Congratulations on this. How'd you feel when you saw the movie put together for the first time?
I haven't seen it.
We got some always look at him.
Yeah,
he has it. Yeah.
He's seen parts of it, just not the whole thing.
It was hard for us to get in there and see
sit
it.
Sit by you.
To see the movie.
I didn't sit by you. Well, it is hard to sit by me. Because I outshine everybody.
Around me. The movie.
Yeah. It was a good experience because it was an emotional experience, good and bad. And watching it, you get to see. I relived it. I was back there. And it reminded me of a lot of the other countries that I went to. And when I walked out, I really wanted to go back. I felt like I was missing something.
Really.
And that was the reaction I was hoping I would have. If I didn't have that reaction, then I wouldn't be proud of the movie, and I would say no, they didn't get it right. But they did. Michael Bay and the actors. They got it, not just the story, but how we were and the emotions that we felt.
Because I've talked to so many veterans or people who have been in similar stressful situations, and they don't ever want to even think about it anymore. They don't want to talk. You bring it up, and it's like, no disrespect, I'd just soon not talk about it. But that's not the case, I guess.
It is part of the case, but talking about it's what makes it right. I mean, because the more you talk about it, the more you... I mean, at least for me, if I talk about it, I can deal with it internally and emotionally, recognize what it is for what it is. I mean, and this isn't the first time we've been through something like this. I mean, you know, this I've been in and out of the Middle East for 30 years, through 12 years in the Marine Corps, another 10 or so in contract, and then as I was police officer and thing like that. But you got to deal with those emotions. You got to recognize it for what it is, because otherwise it gets in you and eats you up.
Right. I tell veterans, and I speak to groups, folks speak to groups with post-traumatic stress, and I have it. I've had 2007 was diagnosed with it. And I tell them, your life's not going to be the same. That's where you get in a problem, is you try to go back to where you were before. Accept what happened to you. You're a better person because of it. You can overcome anything now because you've been put in some situation where you had to overcome obstacles.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So you need to process.
Exactly.
Well, and you need to look for the positive. I mean, you can make anything that happens in your life has both positive and negative.
Right.
The effect that it has on you is up to you. I mean, I could sit here and waller in sorrow that Ty got killed beside me, that my arm don't work no more, that, you know, whatever. But who cares? I mean, you know, get your ass off the ground and freaking do something positive in life, because that's what's more important, and that's what this is.
Right.
You know, you get it, because you've overcame what you did. Now it's easier to overcome this.
Yeah. So have you not seen it because you don't want to see it, or you just haven't had the opportunity?
No, I had the opportunity to see it. A lot of it's, you know, I wanted to see what the other guy's reaction was, what my wife's reaction was, because for one, she was also afraid that I'd, because when I first got back, I was angry a lot. I was, you know, just really angry all the time, and that was why I don't want to be back there again. So I wanted to see what she said and how she felt, and you know,
approaching it cautiously.
Yeah,
yeah, I got you. How do you feel that that even saying the word Benghazi has become so political? I was so delighted when I saw the film that it wasn't.
Yeah.
That it was just straight. That's focused great. On you guys. That's what that day was about. And didn't get into all the what it's become.
I mean,
does it anger you guys a little bit that this become this political?
It's frustrating. It's really frustrating. I mean, our country's gotten so polarized that an event where you had guys we lost four guys, but you had guys that made a decision that it took courage to make that decision, to go over and put your life on the line to save the guys. I mean, there was five security guys over there. Had they not got there in time, that would have been five more deaths. So they took the courage to step up and do what's right, and they had the honor to now tell the truth about it. And that's what this is about. It's about honor and courage and doing what's right. And unfortunately, we've gotten to the point in our politics that everything has to be either clear over here or clear over here, and I'm going to try to use it to hurt the other. And we've forgotten what's in the middle.
Our intent with making the movie was, first of all, of course, to tell the truth, because it wasn't being told, but to take that negative connotation that's associated with Benghazi when people hear it and change it into a positive. The movie should be inspirational. Yes, there's bad, it's war, but it shows that overcoming adversity, and if you never quit, you never give up, that you will succeed. You may lose lives. Again, it's war, but you can overcome. And that's what we were hoping that would come out of, not just the book, but now with the movie. It's positive. It doesn't need to be negative and political.
Right. Well, if I, you know, didn't go into that movie with nothing but respect for you guys and guys like you who do exactly the same thing all the time, I sure came out of it with even more respect and for what you do.
Thank you, sir.
So thank you for all you went through.
Well, thank you.
God bless you.
And for telling your story.
Well, thanks, sir.
Thanks for getting the story out there.
Yeah, these guys are really quite amazing, quite humbling to sit before them. When you know, you know, and read or see what they've gone through. Chris Peranto, John Tegan, Mark Geist. The movie is called 13 Hours, The Secret Soldiers of Benghazi. It's based on the book, 13 Hours, The Inside Account of What Really Happened in Benghazi, written by Mitchell Zuckoff, and the movie will be out next Friday. Later in the show, we'll hear from its star, John Krasinski, and its director, Michael Bay, on WGN.